Watch, Move On, anti-Trump groups admit they planned Protect Mueller protest for months. By Sean Moran on November 8, 2018. Move On and other leftist organizations admitted on Thursday night that they planned the Protect Mueller protest for months. Despite President Donald Trump appointing Matt Whitaker as acting Attorney General, AG, on Wednesday. Protesters, organized by the leftist Move On and other anti-Donald Trump organizations, gathered outside of the White House on Thursday night to pressure Whitaker to recuse himself from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The leftists believe that with Whitaker leading the Department of Justice, DOJ, the White House will end Mueller's investigation into alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump presidential campaign. The leftist groups organized protests all across the country. At the protest, several leftist organizers spoke as to why Whitaker should not end the Mueller investigation. Fred Wertheimer, president of Democracy 21, said in his speech that they planned the protest to protect Robert Mueller for months. Wertheimer admitted. Thank you, let me first take a moment to point out that all of these events that are going on all over the country did not happen by accident and we owe an enormous debt of gratitude to Move On. Indivisible, Public Citizen, who have been organizing this for months. Emphasis added. Wertheimer suggested that he and other leftist groups planned the Protect Mueller protest even though former Attorney General Jeff Sessions left his position on Wednesday, and President Trump nominated Sessions' Chief of Staff, Whitaker, to serve as his acting Attorney General. Wertheimer's point would suggest that they have prepared for this very situation, in which the President removed Sessions as AG, which might lead to the end of the Mueller investigation. The president of Democracy 21's point that they planned this protest for months might also remove the protest's perception as an organic grassroots movement, and would suggest the protests were much more of an astroturf movement created by a professional network of leftist, anti-Trump organizations. The protesters thanked several groups responsible for organizing the protest, including Action Group Network, the American Federation of Teachers, Americans for Democratic Action, Center for American Progress, CAP, Common Cause, Common Defense, Daily Kos, Friends of the Earth, Indivisible, Greenpeace, March for Truth, People for the American Way, Ultraviolent, Women's March, We Are in a War Now, It's a Political War. He added, we fight it with people, and we have to win. Wertheimer said, we have a president who thinks he's a dictator. A staffer for the National Center for Transgender Equality slammed the president's alleged record of hurting the transgender community. We all know too well how this president tries to govern by tweet instead of by the law, the staffer said. The staffer then added the president ignores court rulings, and will try to erase who we are. Outside of the speeches, one protester held a sign that read, Wednesday Night Massacre, referencing President Richard Nixon's firing of Archibald Cox during the Watergate investigation. Protesters screamed various chants such as no excuse, must recuse, and treason. The leftists broke into random bouts of no Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA. One protester, looking at the White House, randomly and repeatedly shouted, hey Trump, you suck.